Blog Talk Radio.
Set, let's go! Come on!
Somebody make some noise in the building.
bless you. God bless you on this afternoon. How many of you agree that God cannot and he will not fail? How many of you believe and decree and declare that he'll do everything that he said he would do because he watches over his word to perform it? I agree with God's word because God's word cannot and it will not fail. That was Jonathan Nelson. I agree. And certainly you should have an attitude of agreeing with God and his word. And we should stand on his word and stand on his promises. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel, which means it is Saturday afternoon once again, and it is the 1 p.m. hour, and we're grateful to God to be able to share with you again on this week. God has done so many great things, and he's kept us from danger seen and unseen, and so we give him all the glory, honor, and praise, and we stand in agreement and in alignment with God's word. You can reach us at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And so that's how you can tell your family and your friends and neighbors to log on. You can also reach us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Global Gospel. You can find us on any one of those social media websites. And certainly you can look there through the week because all our shows are archived. And you can log on to Blog Talk Radio and see that we are archived. You can listen any time of day or night and just for words of encouragement. If you need to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York. Our zip is 11550. If you'd like to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 516-481-3187. If you need to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. And certainly we are looking to hear from you. We're looking to for you to shout us out or send us a message and let us know that you're listening. We are grateful to all of our listeners. In the north, the south, the east, the west, we have listeners everywhere, all across the continent, the United States, in Canada, in Brazil, in Jamaica, West Indies, in Kenya, in Australia, in India, in Norway, in South Africa. Wherever you are, we thank you for listening, and we encourage you to continue to listen, and we pray that the blessings of God continue to be upon your life. Certainly, we just want you to know that if you desire to call in later, you can call in to us while we're in studio at 619-924-0800. And we want you to enjoy the rest of the hour with gospel music and the written word of God as well as the preached word of God. We do not own any of the rights to any of the music here. So our theme here at Global Gospel, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in your heart, in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we're grateful to God today to know that the gospel is here for each and every one of you. The gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek and to everyone that believeth. The gospel is good news. It's life, for God's words are spirit and they are life. If you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you need a financial breakthrough, if you need your peace of mind, it can be found in the word of God. It is comprehensive. It covers everything. And so the purpose of us being here today is so that you would know that there is life, there is hope for all. And certainly we don't have to find ourselves in a state of suicide. We don't have to take our life or we don't have to take anybody else's life. But we can put our lives and the lives of others in the hand of God, knowing that all things will be taken care of. So once again, we thank you for tuning in, and just continue to tune in and be prayerful about whatever is going on in your life. We do have a message here on this afternoon. Our theme this afternoon is, I will bless the Lord at all, because it says all times. And we're going to talk a little more about that later. At this time, we're going to have a selection, and I'll come back and I'll read a scripture. The song simply says, let Jesus fix it for you. And we're going to take it back a little bit. Evangelist Reuben Steen McClure and the Institutional Radio Choir. Let Jesus fix it for you.
Woo!
Jesus fix it for you. And I could put that on repeat and play that over and over again. No matter what the problem is, let Jesus fix it for you. He'll bless your neighbor, and he'll turn around and bless you too. As on a particular passage of scripture that we are going to share on this afternoon, two passages, 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 10 through 14, and it reads, "And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, ye, see the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me?" Psalm chapter 34 reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Fear the Lord, ye his servants. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that he desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles." That was read down to the 17th verse of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. As we look at our lives, we reflect on the time back. Life is short. Time is short. We can live for 100 years, and that is just a mere second or moment in eternity. Time is never is on our side. And is there never enough hours in the day? We can't seem to get things done. We go to work, we come home, and we just don't have time to do everything that we need to do. We have these, and we have those times or moments or events in our life that bring us joy. They bring us great peace and solace and happiness, and we can feel a sense of accomplishment. We are in a place where we appear to be having a mountaintop experience. And in those times, it is those times that we wish and hope and pray that this place that we're in would never come to an end, because we have so many tears of joy, and then we have moments of laughter and smiles. However, it is those ecstatic moments where Christ seats us in heavenly places that all too soon come to an end. Then there are moments in life that are unexpected. They are tragic. They are unwanted. They bring us tears of sorrow instead of tears of joy. They cause heartache. They cause stress, aggravation, gray hairs, sleepless nights. They cause you to pace the floor and wonder what's going to happen next. They cause rage in people. It causes headache and it causes fatigue. It causes depression. It causes people just to go into a low and lonely place. It brings on sickness. It brings on death. It brings on homelessness. Those moments bring on joblessness. There are moments in the valley. And what remains consistent, what should we keep consistent about these moments, is that I will bless the Lord at all times. In good times and in bad times. In the passage of scripture that we found in 1 Samuel chapter 21, we found David on the run from Saul. First, he is at Nob, where he consults the priest Ahimelech for food. And long story short, he takes and he eats the showbread or the consecrated bread, the bread of presence, or that what the priest had placed in the temple to show God's presence on the table into the holy part of the temple. And so because he was hungry, and so David gave it to David, and David gave it to him and his men to eat because they had been consecrated, and he was on the run from Saul, and they hadn't eaten anything. And so, and we'll find out later, if you read on, you'll find out later that they actually used this good deed that the priest was doing against him. However, David, he's still on the run, and he flees to Gath. And he presents himself before King Achish. And the king says, "Is not this the one they sing about? Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." So David is now in the presence of a Philistine king, a potential enemy, because remember, David had killed Goliath. And so now he was now in the enemy's territory simply because he was on the run. And it suggested that the reason he perhaps they received David is probably because they knew that Saul was after them to kill him. So if they knew Saul was his enemy, they figured, well, their enemies are Saul so as well, so they might all be in it together. But certainly we do know that David was God's anointed, and he wasn't in with Saul, and he wasn't in with the Philistines. But God has a purpose and plan for our life wherever he places us at the moment. And we are to bless the Lord at all times. So David here, he realizes that his life could be in danger because he had already killed Goliath, which was a Philistine. And he's thinking, well, maybe these people might want revenge on me. Who really knows what they want? So what did David do? He pretended to be crazy. He started drooling and salivating, and he started writing on the walls and on the doors and making marks. And the king said, after the people brought him before the king, they said, this man is crazy. This man is mad. And I must let him go because it was against the law or the rules or the custom that you could kill a crazy person. And some of us are around. Some people really are crazy. Some of us are acting crazy and pretending to be crazy. But the point is, in this particular situation, God had a purpose for David pretending to be crazy. And if perhaps you're in a situation, God will give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to get out of that situation, or how to handle yourself in that situation until you become and get into total deliverance of the people you're around or the situation you're around or the institution that you're around. God will provide a way of escape for you. All you have to do is trust and believe God and let Jesus fix it for you, as the song said. No matter what the problem is, let Jesus fix it for you, because Christ is the only one that can fix all your problems. Christ is the answer. And this is where we come, we get to Psalm 34, and at the beginning of Psalm 34, in many of our Bibles and our translations, there is something that precedes the actual psalm, perhaps an introduction, and in the Hebrew custom, it is actually a part of the psalm, but in our version, it's really not a part of the psalm, but it says, nonetheless, it says, Psalm 34 is a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. And so because Saul acted crazy, Abimelech said, get him out of here, get him out of the kingdom. I don't want any parts of this crazy man. And I want you to know on this afternoon that in the midst of your trouble, God still has a song for you to sing. God has a way of escape for you. God has a plan and purpose for your life, no matter what you're going through. Know that in the midst of David begins to has to write this song because of what he is going through. He writes it because he's dealing with Saul, and Saul was trying to take his life, and he was on the run, constantly running from place to place, in and out of caves. And in the midst of this, we would know that so much went on. Saul killed 85 priests of God. In the midst of David writing this song, there was murder going on. There was death on his track. But God had a purpose. He knew that you and I needed to hear that I will bless the Lord at all times. And so David went through this particular situation, and we need to know that to be encouraged that though the devil may be on our track, though death may be on our track, though sickness may be on our track, though misfortune may be running behind us and all around us, know that God has us in a safe place. Know that we are covered by his blood. Those of us that are redeemed, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And certainly we need to know that God will redeem us from the hand of the enemy. So David now writes, in all of this chaos and confusion and war, he writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Perhaps another word for bless in there, some translation, I will bless, I will extol the Lord at all times. So I will praise the Lord. And certainly we ought to give God praise. We owe God praise. Praise is the fruit of our lips. So we have to open up our mouths and tell the Lord, I thank you. I thank you for life. I thank you for health. I thank you for strength. One preacher, I think Bishop Norman Hutchins, said, sometimes you just have to have a thank you fit. Lord, I thank you for everything. I like thank you for the clothes. I thank you for the food. I thank you for the bread. I thank you for the cheese. I thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank God for all that he's done for us, how he's kept us through danger seen and unseen. Seen how he's kept us in our mountaintop experiences, and he keeps us when we're in the valley. He keeps us when we're down and out. He keeps us when we could lose our minds. He keeps our mind in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on him. He says, my peace I give unto you. And certainly because God has given us peace, we have to receive the peace of God in our lives. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. That means that, you know what, I'm going to brag on God. I'm going to let the world know how good my God is. There's no God like my God. There's none like him. And the songwriter said, I searched all over, and I couldn't find anybody like our God. And our God, certainly, he's awesome, and he's wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. That is our God, the God of our salvation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Humble people are people that you wouldn't think would have anything to give thanks for. Those that are homeless, those that are destitute, those that are down and out. And if you read the story of David, you'll find that while he was on the run from Saul, that people, the people that were down and out and hopeless, attracted themselves to David. And David's army was actually made up of those that were less fortunate, because in David they saw something. They saw God in David. They saw their salvation. They saw their freedom. They saw their deliverance. And we need to know that when we're going through things, that we have to hold our head up and we have to keep moving and keep persevering, because somebody is looking at us. The Bible says, let your light shine before men, that they say, may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So it's not about us. It's not about us getting the glory, but to God be the glory for all the things he has done. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us be in this together with giving God glory, honor, and praise. Let us exalt his name together. Let's lift up the name of Jesus together with my friends and your friends and my family and your family. Let us continue to bless the Lord at all times. And then it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Sometimes your deliverance counts on you seeking the Lord. You have to get a little closer to God. You have to read a little more. You have to pray a little more. You have to study a little more. He said, take my yoke and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You have to learn of God. You have to understand God. And the only way you can understand God and understand his ways is you must trust in him and you must believe him for everything that you're going through. And know that he will deliver you, for he is a strong deliverer. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Know that if you call out to the Lord, call on him in the day of trouble, he will deliver you. Notice he, know that he'll be there with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. All night, all day, the angels keep a watching over me, my Lord. And certainly we know that God has angels. They're God's messengers, and they do what God would have them to do. And just, and we sometimes we get caught up in, we're not to pray to angels, because that is, or statues or anything, that is veneration. That is not of God. But we know that God does have an angelic host, and they do his work, and they do not consist of our family members and friends and loved ones that have gone on. Those are not angels. That they are God's hosts, his messengers, that campeth around them that fear him, that trust him, that believe him, that reverence him, that respect him. Oh, taste and see, and I close with this. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. If we bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in our mouth, that shows our trust in God. It shows our faith in God. It shows our belief in God. And certainly we are blessed once we trust in God, because we put our life in his hands and we give him everything we have. The songwriter said, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. So whatever you're going through, no good, bad, or ugly, know that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Give God total praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFT. bless you. God bless you. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. If perhaps you missed the first part of the show, you can log on immediately following the show at the 2 o'clock hour. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, and just give us a shout-out. We have about a few more minutes, maybe 20 minutes left. I will bless the Lord at all times, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. This next song has been on the gospel charts for quite a few days. It's up there somewhere. Jason Nelson, Forever. Forever is a long time. And we're talking about time, and we said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And this next song says, Forever is a long time. Stay tuned.
Walk away, no matter what life may be by your side. Said I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side. God said I'm gonna be by your side. When you're crying, I'm right by your side. In the midst of your pain, I'm right by your side. Even when you sin, I'm
a long time. That's how long I'll love you. How many of you can make that commitment to God? The Bible says, Psalm 37:5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So certainly we have to make a commitment to serve the Lord, to make a commitment to love the Lord, because he has made a commitment to us. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So on this afternoon, most importantly, while you're blessing the Lord at all times, we want to make sure that you make that commitment and that connection with God, to trust in him and to acknowledge his in his ways. Trust in the Lord and do good, as the Bible says. And then we are to confess with our mouths and believe with our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he lived for us and he died for us and he rose for us. That is what the gospel is. And we trust and believe that as we bring this hour to a close, we trust and believe that everyone had a wonderful week on last week as you went to your resurrection services, or your sunrise services, or your Good Friday services, or as we celebrated Holy Week and remembered that Christ died for us. And that's the reason we can bless him at all times, because he died for our sins. Certainly he took our place, and we can never repay him or thank him enough for all that he's done. The question is, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? And the answer is, I'll take the cup of salvation. And certainly we want you to know that salvation belongs to you on today if you receive it. As we bring this to a close, we just want to pray. We have about 10 minutes left, and you are listening to Global Gospel, and we want you to stay with us for the next 10 minutes. But right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for every listener, God. You know what everyone stands in the need of, God. You know their heart desire. You know their present situation. You know what's going on in their body, their soul, their spirit, and their mind, God. You can do all things but fail. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. And so, God, we thank you on this afternoon for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, God, that you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus to die on a cross for the sins of the world. We thank you, Lord, that we have a right to the tree of life, God. And we pray now that if anyone is sick or afflicted, that your healing virtue goes out. God, we pray for those that are in a lonely, low place, God, that you lift heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. For those that are incarcerated, God, give them hope, give them new strength, give them new determination, God. Everybody under the sound of my voice, God, we thank you for each and every one. We bind the spirit of suicide and depression in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for life more abundantly. We ask these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise him, all creatures here.
David Binion, Nicole Binion, Tasha Cobb, Leonard, the Doxology. We thank you again. Once again, thank you for listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Tune in next week from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. to spread the word. Remember that Jesus loves you, that we love you. And remember, no matter what goes on this week or in your life, you can take this with you all week, every day. Just tell yourself, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Just tell yourself that. Challenge yourself to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. On Sunday, say that. On Monday, say that. On Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, say that. No matter what happens, let it get in your spirit. Commit it to memory. Let it get in your heart. And let it live on the inside of you, that I will bless the Lord at all times. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. to Global Gospel. And remember, Jesus is the answer. God bless you.
There's salvation in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that
Jesus is the answer for the world.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus think the sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus.
Right now.
that Jesus.